The following message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. We would like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You would be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Lowry Street, that's Murfreesboro Road, in Smyrna, Tennessee. Please visit our website at defendthegospel.com. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
This morning, we want to talk about obedience to God. Obedience to God. God has always expected people to obey Him. From the very beginning, God expected Adam and Eve to obey Him when He commanded them not to eat of that certain tree. They ate of the tree. They sinned. And God ran them from the garden. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all." God wants us keeping His commandments. We must obey Him. I want us to think for a few minutes this morning about some of the things linked to obedience. But first, I want to relate to you the story in the Bible found in 1 Samuel chapter 15 about King Saul. Now, Saul was commanded by God to go in and to completely destroy and annihilate Amalek. He wanted him to kill all the men, all the women, all the children, all the animals. And as the story goes, Saul did go in with his men and did destroy much of Amalek, but he kept the king alive. And he also kept the best of the animals alive, as he claims to later sacrifice for the Lord. And he's explaining this to the prophet Samuel. And he tells him that he kept back the best of the sheep and the oxen so that he could sacrifice it to the Lord your God at Gilgal. And then in verse 22 of 1 Samuel 15, Samuel responds in this way, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of the rams." You see that? God wants us worshiping Him to offer our sacrifices to Him, but He doesn't want them if they are not according to His commandments and according to His standards. God demands obedience first and foremost. God wants us obeying Him. Now, three things I want to suggest to you from the Bible that are linked to obedience. Number one, life. Life is linked to obedience. Without obedience, there can be no hope of eternal life. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, talking about Jesus, the Bible says that He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. See that? It takes more than just believing that He exists. It takes more than just believing that He is the Son of God. We must obey Him if we want eternal salvation. Now, this one verse handily refutes any argument against the necessity of obeying the Lord in order to receive salvation. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." See that? He who does the will of my Father in heaven, that's the one that's going to enter into heaven. The kingdom of heaven here ultimately represents life, eternal life. And Jesus said we must do something in order to obtain it. That is the Father's will. Now the Bible makes it very clear that there are certain steps we must take in order to receive the forgiveness of sins. It all begins by hearing the gospel. Romans 10:17, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Then we must believe what we've heard. That is that Jesus is the Son of God. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins." But then it's necessary for us to repent of our sins. Jesus commanded repentance. In Acts 2, verse 38, those folks heard Peter preach. They were cut to the heart and asked what they needed to do, so they believed. And Peter, though, told them in verse 38 to repent. But after repenting, we also must have the courage to confess our faith in Christ. Romans 10:9-10, the Bible says, "With the heart one believes unto salvation, unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And now one is ready to obey the rest of what Peter said in Acts 2:38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Now this is similar to what Ananias told Saul in Acts 22 verse 16. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Now Saul, or Paul that is, had to obey that statement. God sent Ananias to Saul with that statement. He had to obey that. He had to arise and be baptized in order to have his sins washed away. No wonder the Lord said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 to 9, the Apostle Paul pictures the Lord Jesus returning from heaven with these mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you see, in order to escape the vengeance of fire from the Lord, in order to escape everlasting destruction, we must obey the gospel. And so eternal life is linked to obedience in the Word of God. But a second thing that's linked to obedience in God's Word, not only life, but love. Love is linked to obedience. Without loving God, it's very difficult to obey Him properly. In fact, obedience without love is useless. The Apostle Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1-3, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. The Apostle Paul says here that you can go to the greatest possible lengths in obeying God, but if you do it without love, it's useless. It's no good. Obedience, you can obey God, but doing it without love makes it vain. Now, as we strive to live our lives in service to God, we're going to encounter many of His commands that we find to be very difficult to obey. But if we develop a true love for God, these commands seem much easier to keep. The more we love God, the less burdensome obedience seems. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, John said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." You see, if we truly love God, truly love Him the way we should love Him, then it becomes easier to do as He tells us because we love Him. It's our pleasure to serve Him. It is our great delight to obey His most difficult commands. Jesus taught that the one who truly loves Him, not necessarily one who just says, "I love you, Jesus," or has a bumper sticker that says, "I love you, Jesus," or honks if he claims to love Jesus. No, no, no. The Lord said the one who truly loves Him is the one who displays that love with obedience. In John 14:21, the Lord said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." Listen, don't honk if you love Jesus. Obey God if you love Jesus. Obey the Lord's commandments if you love Jesus. Don't disregard them. Don't argue against them. Don't try to fight against them. If you truly love the Lord Jesus Christ, you will keep His commandments. But there's a third thing that's linked to obedience in the Word of God. Number one, there's life. Life is linked to obedience. Number two, there's love. Love is linked to obedience. And number three, I want to talk about legalism. Now, I have been accused at times, and those who believe as I do, of being legalistic just like the Pharisees of Jesus' day. Now, the Pharisees believed that they could earn their salvation by keeping the law. And my accusers would say that since I teach the necessity of obedience for salvation, that we're teaching that we earn our salvation through obedience. That's just not so. Now listen, we've already pointed out very clearly, Hebrews 5, 8, and 9, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-9, Matthew 7, 21, that you must obey or you're not going to have eternal life. But the key word here is earn. You see, no one can ever earn their salvation. Salvation comes in two parts. First, there is the God's part, and second, there is man's part. Now, God, through His grace, sent His Son into the world to die for our sins. Man did nothing to earn that. God did that through His love and His mercy and His grace. That is a free gift. That is unmerited favor. The Father sent the Son. The Son died on the cross, and the Holy Spirit revealed it all to us. That's God's part. But then we must obey in order to receive that salvation. We must do our part. We must hear the gospel, as we pointed out in the previous point. Believe it. Confess our faith. Repent of our sins. Be baptized to have our sins washed away. We must do those things, or we cannot have eternal life. That's man's part. But you see, even after we have done our part, we still haven't earned it. Now, we're not going to receive salvation unless we obey God. The Bible makes that clear. But even after we obey God, we have still not earned salvation. You see, you can receive something without having earned it, and yet have to do something for it. For example, if Bob gives his friend Jeff $100, say Bob says to Jeff, look, I'm going to give you $100. Now, Jeff hasn't mowed his yard or cut his hair or done anything to earn it. He's just going to give him $100. And so Bob writes out a check for $100 to Jeff. Now, does Jeff have the $100? No. Jeff has a check with a value of $100. In order to get the $100, he has to do something. He has to sign the check and then take it to the bank and cash it. Now, has he now earned the $100 by virtue of having signed it? Absolutely not. It's still a free gift, even though he had to do something, that is, sign the check in order to receive the money. Even after having done that, it is still a free gift, but he wasn't going to get it unless he signed the check. He had not earned the money, even after he signed the check. Listen, we do not earn salvation through obedience, but we will not receive salvation unless we obey, unless we sign that spiritual check. Have you signed your check? Obey the gospel today. Your soul's in jeopardy without obedience. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, the Bible says, behold, now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is only a word in a fool's calendar. Your soul's in jeopardy if you're on the outside of Christ. If you've not obeyed the gospel, then you do not have heaven as your eternal destiny. Obey before it's too late. Obedience to God, the Bible emphasizes it. And linked to that obedience is eternal life. Life! Linked to that obedience is love. If we truly love God, we will obey Him. We express our love to the Lord through obedience. And then linked to obedience is the idea of legalism. But it's not really linked. You see, we'll never earn our salvation, but we will not receive our salvation unless we obey the gospel, unless we obey the commands that God has given unto us, unless we obey the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, it is my hope and my prayer that we all understand the full impact of the importance of obedience to God and doing His eternal will.
Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford, and I'd just like to ask you a question. Are you a child of God? Are you really a Christian? I mean, the way the Bible says to become a Christian. The Bible teaches that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. After we hear, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In John 8:24, the Lord said, unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. After hearing and believing, we must be willing to repent of our sins, change our lives, decide to serve the Lord, Acts 2:38. Now we're ready to confess our faith in Christ. Romans 10:9-10 says that with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now we are prepared for baptism. The Lord said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. In Acts 22:16, Ananias said to Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Do you want your sins washed away? This verse tells us how it is done. After doing this, we are now a Christian, a child of God, and we are commanded to remain faithful to the Lord until we die in order to receive the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Again, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.